Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Electro Steel Castings Limited, hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Electro Steel Castings Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the third quarter and 9 months ended of financial year 2023. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. V.M. Sridharan, Senior General Manager of Finance, Mr. Nilesh Dara, General Manager Accounts and Finance, and Mr. Gaurav Somani, Joint General Manager of Finance. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Sridharan to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj. Good evening, everybody. I am Sridharan. I am the Senior General Manager of Finance of Electro Steel Castings Limited. It's a real pleasure to welcome you to the earnings conference call for the third quarter of financial year 2023. Let me first take you through the financial performance for the third quarter and then the 9 months ended of our company on a standalone basis. The total income for the quarter stood at 1,751 crores, an increase of about 24.5% year-on-year. EBITDA reported was rupees 184 crores, a decrease of 7% year-on-year, with the EBITDA margins at 10.50%. Net profit after tax reported was 65 crores, a decrease of approximately 31% on a year-on-year basis, while PAT margins stood at 3.73%. The revenue in 9 months financial year 23 stood at 5,227 crores, an increase of 49% year-on-year. EBITDA reported was 586 crores, an increase of 21% year-on-year basis, while EBITDA margin stood at 11.21%. Net profit after tax for 9 months, financial year 23, stood at 234 crores, which grew by 15% on year-on-year basis. PAT margin stood at 4.47%. On the operational front, we are happy to say that the company has achieved 100% of its capacity utilization in ductile iron pipes. In the third quarter, ductile iron pipe sales volume has increased by approximately 18% to 192,000 year-on-year, while it grew 24% to 517,000 year-on-year in the 9 months of 2023. With this, we can now open the floor for questions and answers session. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We request participants to avoid asking repeated questions and limit their questions to two per participant. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you could give us some color how the Q4 deliverables are lined up in terms of tonnage.
Q4, Saketji, we expect it to be a good quarter.
and Q3 we did around 1,92,000 tons. So broadly, we expect Q4 to be in line with Q3 or better than Q3.
Okay, so 9 months was 517, and over and above of 192, so we will be closing, we will be higher of 7 lakh for the entire year. That should be the broad number.
Yes.
So, and if you could give us some color on how the raw material basket is shaping up. If we take, sir, that the reason for the dip in profit, if my understanding is correct, it's the impact of the higher raw material, and I think so the fixed contract which we have, wherein there is no pass on of the higher raw material prices. So currently, how is the raw material basket shaping up? And also, give us some color on our order booking, and also the business environment and that dynamics that are working for the DI pipe industry.
So you have asked multiple questions. Number one, raw material. So our two key raw materials are coking coal and iron ore. We import coking coal, and iron ore we procure from nearby states. As far as iron ore is concerned, the prices have cooled off compared to previous quarters. And as far as coking coal is concerned, the prices have been on the uptrend during the year. So because of this, our profitability in terms of margins had lowered a bit, but otherwise, if you see in absolute terms, the quarter we did a very good EBITDA. We did around 184 crores compared to 177 crores in Q2. So Q3 we were able to report a higher EBITDA. And going forward, the coking coal that we have in inventory, the prices are of lower cost. But as of now, the prevailing prices, if you see, of coking coal, it has again started rising. And as we speak, it is around $385. So, but considering that the order book that we are intaking that is happening, the intake which is happening according to that current prices only. So, this is about the order book and raw material prices. Order book, we have around 7 months of order book right now. And business dynamics that you asked, see, as of now, the demand is very good. It's mainly because of the Jal Jeevan Mission scheme, which was launched by government in 2019, and the Amrut 2.0, which is happening. So all this is leading to a lot of substantial demand is coming up. And we have been able to operate our plant at more than 100% capacity. And we have been able to execute the delivery also. For Q3, it was a very remarkable quarter because we did the highest production and highest sales in the company's history in Q3. So demand is very nice. Demand is robust. We are also prepared for it. We have our plants operating at more than 100%.
So, sir, as per your reply, we can see improvement in margin going ahead, since the effect of the higher RM is already over and consumed in the order execution. So, going ahead, sir, can we see a further improvement in the EBITDA margin?
Absolutely, we expect the same, and the endeavor is to focus and get the margins, try for improvement in margins.
Okay, sir. Another small point is about the update on the CapEx part, sir. What are we in terms of CapEx for, I think, the Srikala Street? Where are we in midst of the CapEx that was announced?
Okay, right. So in Kalahasti unit, the CapEx was happening in two phases. First phase of 1 lakh ton was already completed in August 2021. And it has already been implemented. We are operating the plant at full capacity now. So 1 lakh is on stream. And another 1 lakh ton, another 1.5 lakh ton, which will take the plant to 5.5 lakh ton. The CapEx is progressing well. There was some delay because of China issues, China slowdown. But yeah, it is progressing well. And We are hopeful that by the end of next financial year, the enhancement would be complete and our capacity would increase by around 150,000 tons there and by around 40,000 tons in eastern unit. So altogether, we should be at around close to 9 lakh units by the end of next financial year.
Okay. So you mentioned about China. So how is it the equipment that we are importing from China that got delayed?
Correct. Yes. So all the equipments, mostly all the equipments are being imported from China. So there was some delay on that account.
How much have we spent? What is the capital work in progress? And what would be the capex for the next year?
By next year, the complete capex will be completed. And as of now, we have spent around 150 crores. So balance would happen next year.
What balance amount is?
Balance amount would be around, say, 400 crores approximately.
400. And what is the net debt number, sir, as on 31st
December? 31st
December,
net debt is around 2,650 crores.
Breakup?
Including the long-term debt and the short-term debt.
Ji, sir. Breakup, bata dijiye.
Long-term would be around 1,050 crores.
Balance is short-term. And the cost of funds?
Cost of funds would be close to 10%.
Okay, sir. Again, the finance cost is also a key line item that is lowering our PAT margin. So what steps are in the anvil to lower the impact of this line item, sir? And I think so now with the increase in interest rate on the rising trend, what steps are we, or the mitigation steps we are taking to lower the impact of a higher interest cost on the profitability, or steps where whether we can they are introducing in terms of efficiency. So how are we going to take on this higher interest cost part, sir? And lastly, also on the this year maturity, sir, what is payable for FY23?
Right. So if you see, Mr. Saket, the overall debt, if you compare it to the figure that was on 31st March 22, the overall debt has not increased much, whereas the working capital requirement has gone up, which is on two accounts. You have to understand that. One, that the capacity has increased. Number two, the prices have moved, because of which the working capital requirement has gone up. Considering that, still we have been able to, you know, keep our debt level at the same level with what it was on 31st March 22. This is because we have used our own funds for working capital requirements after seeing that the cost has been rising. Now, the interest cost has gone up for everyone because the repo rates have been increased. And during the year, it has increased by around, I think, 2.5%. So all the banks have passed on that cost, and same has happened with us also. Still, we have been trying and putting in all efforts to keep our cost under check. Going forward, we expect that the working capital cycle has peaked out, assuming that the raw material prices remain where it is. So we feel that now the debt should start coming down. Next year, we have a repayment of around 350 crores till FY24 of long-term loan repayments. And and next year, we will be generating our own cash as well. So all these funds will be used for primarily for lowering debt and for funding of capex.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one on your phone. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is our current capacity?
Our current capacity for DI pipes, which is our main product, is around 7 lakh tons.
So that will increase to 9 lakh tons post-expansion, right?
Right.
So, per ton of manufacturing DI pipe, how much iron ore and how much coke you require? And have we any in-house manufacturing, in-house blocks for production of coking coal?
So for thumb rule is that around for one ton of liquid metal, you need around 1.6 tons to 1.7 tons of iron ore and one ton of coking coal.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have coking coal mine or iron ore mine. But otherwise, all our facilities are completely backward integrated. We have our coke oven batteries. We have a center plant. So we import coal and convert it to coke.
So we import coal and convert it to coke, right?
Right.
So we import thermal coal?
No. For steel making, you need coking coal. So we import coking coal from Australia.
Okay, coking coal. So that price is around 400, right? Right now?
Yes.
Okay, but on your slide number 4, you mentioned coke is 524,000 TPA. So that is your capacity of your coke oven battery, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And so this is the first time I am attending the call. So there are a lot of long notes on our investment in that coal block, which was taken over by the Supreme Court decree. So cumulatively, how much money we have lost in that that block?
Sir, it would not be right to say that we have lost money.
Right now it is in non-productive assets. So for which, how much money we have spent for development of that block? And because we have got very minuscule amount from the government, I think.
So allow me to give you a little background on that.
Yes, please.
This was a coking coal mine, which was allocated to us somewhere in 2006, and we had started development of that coking coal mine. This was primarily an underground coking coal mine, and this got deallocated towards the end of 2014 and early 2015. It was an operational underground coking coal mine, which is used for making steel, and cancellation took effect from April 2015. After the cancellation, our claim amount was 1,500 crores. This amount was calculated. This is the act of the government. And the new successful bidder is supposed to pay the compensation to the old mine owners. But somehow the calculation was misinterpreted and this led to litigation. Sometime in 2017, Delhi High Court had passed the order on the compensation matter, and which was in our favor. Suppose that the nominated authority under the Ministry of Coal, they had appointed a valuer, and the valuation exercise has progressed. Now, as part of the valuation exercise, nominated authority has further appointed an agency to verify the bills and the vouchers, which are related to the coal mine capex. And just to add, in case of other coal mine allocations, for the purpose of land valuation, circle rate on the date of vesting has been considered. So going by the same principle, our claim amount becomes justified. Now the mines have been put under auction, under the 16th tranche of auction under Coal Mines Act. And JSW Steel and Vedanta, they have shown interest and they have bid for the mine in January 2023. This mine is has a very perfect location. This is located around 10 kilometers from the steel plant of Vedanta, which is in Jharkhand, and 30 kilometers from Bokaro steel plant. So once the new bidder comes in, we will receive the final compensation amount from the new successful bidder. So what I'm trying to say is that all in all, lot of positive movements are happening, as I mentioned, and we are regularly following up, and we are also hopeful of receiving the compensation, although timelines cannot be given, but this is a substantial amount. So once this 1500 crores comes in, whenever it comes in, our long-term debt is only 1000 crores, So you can fairly assume where we will stand.
So as in when this matter will come to its logical conclusion, you are very hopeful that you will receive almost entire amount of 1500 crores, sir. And you said Delhi High Court had passed the order in 2017. So what was the amount in that particular order?
Mr. Shah, we are extremely hopeful that we will receive the compensation. The order that was passed by the Delhi High Court, it was on the principle. It was on the matter that the compensation should be given to the prior allottee. It did not mention any amount. The amount was to be calculated by the Ministry of Coal, the nominated authority. So which they have started the exercise, they have already done it. And now the things are progressing. So that's why I'm saying that we are now hopeful that we will receive the compensation. But again, as I said, timeline cannot be given.
Okay, so plead me for my ignorance, but compensation will be given by new LOT or it will be given by Ministry of Coal?
Compensation will be given by the new LOT.
Thank you. Participants, we request you to please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have any further questions, you may come back in the queue. We'll move to the next question from the line of Chetan Phalke from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is just a follow-up to the last participant's question. That I was just going through the list of the 16th round of bidders, and JSW and Vedanta has bid for it. So, sir, if at all it happens, what will be the flow of this transaction, as in the winner of the bid will give you the money directly, or will it go to some central agency, then it will be routed to us? I mean, what is the exact process around this particular thing? Just trying to understand that.
Okay, Mr. Chetan, the important part to focus is that the money will eventually come to the prior allottee. We will avoid getting into the process in this call, which is not important for us to discuss that. But the most important part is that the things are progressing well. And we are quite hopeful because we have been waiting for some time now. This happened, this started in 2015. So now we are quite hopeful that things are moving and is progressing. And the money will come in. It will come in from the new allottee. How it will come, what will be the process, we would not prefer going into that details in this call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So usually such things take a lot of time. Let's say even if the bid happens, just trying to get some sense on the timeline, whether it happens immediately or it is a lengthy process of 2-3 years or something.
No. Here I would like to disagree. It won't be a lengthy process because once the tender is out for the bidding of mine, it will happen very quickly because when the new allottee comes in, they will take over the mine. They will take over the mine and hand over the money. So I don't think so that there will be any delay once the process is complete.
Okay, okay. And sir, just in a hypothetical scenario, let's say the bid is let's say 500 crores. I'm just putting a ballpark number to it. So if it happens way below than the claim that we have, then what will be our stance? Will we contest the bid in the courts or what are you planning to do in that scenario?
Mr. Chetan, I would like to avoid commenting on hypothetical questions. You should leave this to the management. We have our team working on it. We also have legal support. So I would request you to wait when you have already waited for so much of time. Wait for some more time and let the clarity emerge.
Thank you, sir. And just one last question on the competitive intensity, sir. The Wells Fund plant is now operational. So how do you see this scenario panning out with other players who are also announcing their intention to come up with a DI-type plant? What is your outlook on the supply side, per se? And how do we plan to cope up with the increasing competitive intensity?
See, first of all, demand is robust. You have to understand that. And why it is robust? Because of the population. there are huge, there are many households still not having proper connection of drinking water. And that is why the government's focus is on providing each and every household with at least a tap connection, under which this is happening under Jal Jeevan Mission scheme and Amrut. So demand is robust and it has been growing. And there are still many households to be connected. What I understand from the latest data is around 58% of the rural households have the connectivity now. And still 42% is yet to be connected. So for everyone, for every manufacturer, there is enough on the table. Wellspun coming in is not a concern. And in fact, it is good for all the players. It shows that there is a lot of demand there. Further, see, Wellspun is in the western part of the country, whereas our plants are in eastern part and the southern part of the country. So geographically, we are, you know, present in the eastern, northern market, southern market and central market, whereas we are also into exports. So competition will only, you know, improve the market size and the pricing power. So we are not at all concerned about the competition.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question from the line of Ankit Puri, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. My question is regarding the inventory levels. Can you throw some light on that? And secondly, if you can throw some light on the is there any dividend policy of Electrosteel Casting as such?
Hello, Mr. Puri. So in terms of inventory, we have built up our inventory this year. That is why our working capital requirement has gone up, as I mentioned in my earlier query also. Our cooking coal inventory is of around 5.5 months, and iron ore inventory we have of around 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
And as far as dividend policy is concerned, we have been regularly paying dividend. Last time it was 80%. Aim would be to maintain this, subject to board's decision.
All right. Thanks so much for that. And lastly, I'd like to also, if you can throw some light on the debt numbers going forward as well, if you can, do we plan to reduce debt? If yes, by how much? And how do we see next year panning out with regards to the debt component?
So, see, in terms of debt, next, up to FY24, we have around 350 crores of long-term repayments lined up. FY24 and FY25, again we have repayment of around 250 to 260 crores.
Thank
so
you.
Gradually the debt would come down.
Thank you, sir. Participants, if you wish to ask any further questions, you may join the queue back. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, I have the question firstly on the Kalahasti and Electrocast merger, sir. The rationale for that was to create a single entity, bring in this energy, create value. So what we have seen that operationally things have really worked well and we have been able to put forward the enhanced capacity of Kalahasti, selling the same into the system and the market supporting us. But the, on the point of value creation for investors, we find if two years also down the line, things are not working in favor of your investors. I'm talking about the minority as well as the majority shareholders. So what's the thought process of the management that in spite of getting all the support from the investors in terms of the merger, and in spite of doing all the right thing, somehow market is unable to give the right valuation. And that was the reason that we were looking for somebody from the promoter entity to address her or to answer the queries of investors. So that was the process. I know the operational people won't be in a position to comment anything, but again, we would be waiting for the management comment on the same, sir. And next point is about the ICD, sir. What are the inter-corporate deposit due as on 31st December? What was the opening and what's the closing balance?
Mr. Sakit, so in earlier calls, the feedback was given by the shareholders, by you also, regarding ICD. We had placed that feedback to the management. And so now the reversal has started happening. We have already received around 25 crores of ICD. And in another maybe 1-2 months, the full amount is expected to be coming into the company. So ICD will come in. ICD will become zero.
Sorry, Saket, we were not able to hear you. Can you repeat?
Ma'am, sir, I was telling that going ahead will not participate in these ICD transactions. Can that also be confirmed from management, or we will continue with this process of disbursing fund under ICD?
So as I said, we have already conveyed this to the management, and post that only the decision is taken to recall the ICDs.
Okay. So what is the closing balance, sir, as on 31st December? How much is the money due as on?
We are about 200 crores.
200 crores. And this will be, this is expected, yeah.
It will come back.
Yes, sir.
Another 1-2 months, it will come back.
Yes, sir. And on the value creation aspect, sir, I think the trust and branding aspects are lacking. Being the largest player in the sector, the kind of enterprise value Electrocast currently is commanding does not suffice the reason. Why is that happening? So management needs to create that trust and brand and needs to speak to investors. So that was the point I am reiterating on the same. That should be conveyed to them, and a message from the from the promoters to the investing community should be given on either this platform or in any other medium, whichever is correct on that part. And that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So what will be your peak debt? If I heard you correctly, your next year capex is 400 crore, right, sir?
Sorry, your voice is not very clear, Mr. Shah. Can you just repeat your question again?
So if I heard you correctly, your next year capex is 400 crores. So for that, you will have to raise further debt. So what will be your peak debt?
So debt is already tied up. And we have, as I mentioned, we have repayments also lined up, term loan repayments. So you can fairly assume that as of now, the long-term debt, what the levels that we are at the moment is the peak level.
Okay. So in spite of capex, there will not be any material increase in long-term debt?
No, sir. No, no.
And, sir, on your slide 4, your various business mix and capacities have been given. So if you don't mind, can you explain in brief the manufacturing process, means how sintering, in sintering what is done? We require ferrosilicon also. So if you don't mind, can you briefly explain your manufacturing process for DI pipes, sir?
Surely, I'll give you an overview about it. So first of all, our plants are fully backward integrated. There are two main raw materials which is required for DI pipe making. So till the manufacturing of liquid metal, the process is similar to a steel company. We need iron ore and we need coking coal. From coking coal, we convert it to coke. We have our own coke oven batteries, the capacity which is given in the presentation for the coke oven battery. So from coke oven battery, we make coke, and also waste heat gases are generated. This waste heat gases help in production of power. We have our own captive power plants. So the power that is being generated is not from the thermal coal, but from the waste heat gases. And hence, the cost of power generation is also very minimal. Now this coke which is generated is transported to the blast furnace. In blast furnace, we use coke and iron ore. The iron ore is converted to liquid metal, which is eventually sent to the manufacturing process of DI pipes, where the pipes are casted. And later on, we also buy iron ore. The iron ore comes in two nature. One is lumps and one is fines. So we have our sinter plant where we buy iron ore fines and convert it into sinter. So hence, iron ore fines are actually cheaper than iron ore lumps. So we get an advantage there. And along with this, we have also our own ferrosilicon plant. Ferrosilicon is also required for manufacturing process. So part of it is captively consumed and the surplus is sold in the market. Similarly for coke also, maximum portion is captively consumed and small portion, the surplus, is sold in the market. So coming back to the DI pipes, when the DI pipes are made, it is internally coated with cement. So we have our own cement plant in the southern unit. Again, the cement is used for captive purpose and again surplus is sold in the market. We also have a paint plant. So we manufacture paints. These paints are used for outside coating of DI pipes to give it more strength because these pipes are eventually laid below the ground and are subject to corrosion. So we make our own paint also. So this is about the manufacturing process, Mr. Vipul.
So lastly, power we are 100% captive or we have to buy certain power from the grid?
We have to buy certain power from the grid, but that amount is not much. Maximum amount is met through captive only.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan Phalke from Alpha Invesco. Before I promote the next participant, I would request all the participants, if you wish to ask questions, please enter star and one. Chetan Phalke, your line has been unmuted. Please go proceed with your question.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, as and when our current round of capex is done, from 7 lakh tons to 9 lakh tons, do we have enough land to do capex in our current complex? Or either in Srikalahasti or Bengal, or are we looking at some other locations going forward? I mean, just trying to understand what are our plans beyond the current 9 lakh tons capacity plan.
In the southern unit, yes, there would be a marginal scope, but most of the expansions, most of the land has been used for this expansion. So there would be a marginal scope, but always, see, we also do debottlenecking and try to improve our capacities in the existing plant itself. And for further expansions, for larger expansions, of course, we will need land. So we will have to, evaluate those at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Tentatively, what kind of incremental capacity can happen in our existing complexes? I mean, just not asking for any particular number, but just ballpark 5%, 10%?
No, so as of now, we are already increasing it to 9 lakh tons. Beyond that, it will we will need some time to, work on that.
Okay. So tentatively, can we go to a million tons or difficult in the existing capacity, existing land bank?
Yes, of course.
Okay. That's it for mine, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Gaurav ji, when we look at the raw material to sales percentage, last year 9 months average was 49%. Correct me there whether the calculation part is correct or not, and this year it is 56. So going ahead and the type of now order booking and the type of vegetables which we are seeing in the raw material scenario, what should be an ideal number? I think the last year this 6-7% jump is what has eaten our EBITDA margins. So
So can you give us some understanding what should be the ideal number and how are we aligning ourselves in the business process that this RM to sales percentage would hover around which level?
So, Sagarji, there are a couple of facts. See, in terms of nine-month numbers for this financial year, compared to nine-month numbers of previous financial year, we have been able to maintain our EBITDA per ton. Even though you see that margins have come down, but more importantly, we have been able to maintain the absolute EBITDA, which is more important. Addressing the raw material percentage that you are talking about, see, coking coal cost in last year was substantially lower compared to what it is now. So obviously, the percentage has gone up because of that, the raw material cost. And now it will not be easy for us to, you know, comment on the future numbers, because it will not depend on the price movements of coking coal. What we can say is that the endeavor would be to maintain the EBITDA and try to improve that.
Right. So what is the EBITDA per ton for the quarter and 9 months?
I would not like to mention any number, but it was in line with what it was last year. So, and it is within the range that we are targeting.
Correct. And for the Elavur land, sir, and what is our line of action going ahead? I think so the same notes is copy-paste for every quarter. So any development or how are we going to get hold of our land or what is the future line ahead for? I think so that the land is valued around 300 crores at Elavur.
You're right. So the matter is pending in the court, and it is whenever the hearing happens, then only it will get concluded. So that is why the note that you are seeing is appearing as it is. So the value of the land is 300 crores, and Elavur contributes around 2 to 3% of our total turnover. So it is a very minuscule number, and it contributes around 8 to 10 crores of EBITDA. But the plant is operational, it is profit-making, though it is not a significant amount. But as far as the case is concerned, we are very confident that the merits of the case is in our favor. And whenever it gets concluded, it will get concluded in our favor.
So, sir, this is a vacant piece of land or the land where the plant is situated, already occupied?
We have plant on this land.
Oh, we have plant on this land, so this is not a vacant space.
Yeah, it's not completely vacant. Part of it is vacant. Part of it has plant.
Okay. And lastly, sir, on the consolidation part, sir, how should the investors read into your consolidated number? I asked last time also, you told me to look at the standalone. But as investors, we have to monitor the consolidated number. Last quarter and this quarter, again, we find that there is an increase in the profitability, but the costs that are involved in selling significantly higher. So I think that is the only on account of the trading part that the logistic and the freight costs that are eating away the margin. How should one read into and what exactly contributes to this profit in the consolidated number? If you could explain, Gauravji, and you have been very candid and very explanatory today in the call. Kudos to you, sir, for explaining everything in good details, and I hope for a detailed answer for this also.
Thank you. Saketi, I have explained earlier also, so you can look at both the standalone numbers and the consolidated numbers. In terms of profitability, you will find that the numbers are, as far as standalone and consolidated are concerned, it is more or less at the similar level. You have to understand the business model. In case of consolidation, we have our subsidiaries in many countries, which are more of marketing arms, which help us in sales of our export products. So, if you see the EBITDA, it is more in line. It is more or less in line with what we have done in standalone, and we have done 593 crores in 9 months at consolidated level, and 586 crores at standalone level. So in consolidation, we have around 5 or 6 crores more. Otherwise, if you see, the numbers are more or less similar. So you can look at any of the number. You will find it more or less in line There will not be much of a deviation.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to know whether legally we can bid for the same block or not. Means,
sir, as of now, see, the coking coal mine block that we had has big reserves. So we are, as of now, the management is not interested for bidding for that mine again. Already, JSW Steel and Vedanta have expressed their interest and have submitted the bid. So now the things are progressing well, and we look forward for the compensation amount.
And so lastly, this DI pipes, so major consumer must be government agencies. So how is the working capital cycle for these pipes?
You are correct. The major customer is government only. Ultimately, it's government only. But it's through EPC contractors. Most of our sales happens to EPC contractors, big names like L&T, Nagarjuna, Megha Engineering. The payment cycle is on time. In case of domestic, the domestic aging is not very high. It's around, say, 60 to 90 days. But in case of exports, it's slightly higher because of the transportation time and the stocking that happens at the subsidiary level. All in all, our net working capital days would be around 5 months, 5 to 5.5 months. It has gone up slightly because of, as I mentioned, that we had increased our inventory position of coking coal considering the prices were moving up. So that was a conscious decision taken by the management to increase the inventory when the prices were lower. But considering a manufacturing business, I think we are at a comfortable working capital cycle.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for Electro Steelcast from Electro Steelcastings Limited for closing comments.
Sridharanji, would you like to say something?
You tell, please. Go ahead.
Thank you, everyone. It was really a pleasure interacting with you all. And answering the valuable questions and also taking your advices. We look forward to meeting you all again in the next quarter. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Electro Steel Castings Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.